So I had a situation this week, and I think a lot of us, especially that are soft tissue practitioners get, when that client comes in, they're doing really well, they're functioning better, they're moving better. And then you ask them like, "Hey, how is it holding up? And how is everything going?" And they say, "About the same," or even worse, they try to tell you that treatment isn't working. And that can really mess with you and it can put you in a bad spot. But this happens more often than it should. So on this podcast, I want to dive into like what happens when the client blames you for treatment not working, is doubting that you're actually able to help, or just isn't getting the results that you think they're having, and they're not able to figure out that you're the one helping them. So I really break down from like a human nature standpoint of like what's going on, give you some tactics and tools to help make sure that this doesn't happen again, and really help you understand that you have to be the leader in the situation. You have to take control of what's going on, because nothing's worse than when you know somebody's doing better and they look you in the face and tell you they're not any better. It comes back down to what you did wrong, so they don't perceive you as being a valuable option to help solve their problem. So I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach massage therapists a new treatment method that allows them to easily double their income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider. Back at it. I am Dr. Matt Maggio, the creator of the Peak Method and the founder of the Soft Tissue Revolution. Thank you so much for listening, for downloading, being here. I don't say it enough. I'm just so grateful for all the people that listen to my content, that reach out to me, ask me for help. I know your number one and most non-renewable resource is your time. And the fact that people give that to me every week means the world to me. So thank you so much. Just a couple announcements before we get into the main part of the podcast this week. We did fill up our cervical seminar coming up here in a few weeks in Iowa, but we still have a few spots left for our lumbar, hip, hamstring, and quad seminar. I think it's on the 25th of September. And that will also be approved for 8 CEU credits, which will be awesome as well. If you want to get on the list for that, just email us with the information in the show notes. And lastly, free training is fully launched. It's been going for a couple weeks now, where we really dove in, gave a lot of good, useful information, showed a lot of things that can really help you just get a better idea of like how you can cut your treatment times in half, get taken seriously as a healthcare provider, charge more, make more, work less, all that stuff. And I know it all sounds too good to be true. I just stuttered there, too good to be true. But it really isn't. And if you follow through that and you look at it, you're going to get a better idea of like what our system is, what sets us apart, and how it can really transform not just your practice, but how you deliver care and how you help people. So check that out. So let's get right into it. How to handle when a client blames you for treatment not working, and how to make sure it doesn't happen. I see this a lot. And I've had a few I've had a few conversations this week, and I still see it every once in a while in my own practice. As I said before, I am still in practice. I still see clients, I'm still very active. Nothing's worse than people that are teaching it and aren't in the game anymore. They don't have a shit idea of what's going on. I do. I'm out in the real world experiencing it, so I can give you guys feedback and help you out as best that I can as well. So there's always... Let's just start this from like a whole, like I call it like the 30,000 foot view. There's always three things that the client must see from you in order to like take you seriously, want to invest their money and buy from you and follow the process. Number one is you just got to be enthusiastic as hell. What does that mean? Like you actually give a shit. You actually want to be there. You have true conviction about what you're doing and how you can help. If you're like pissed off, you aren't excited to get up to work, you're like dragging your ass, then why even bother? And people pick up on that. If you're not really there and you're not dialed in, one thing that I always do with myself is be completely immersed and present in that in the moment with that client. We spend so much time distracted on bullshit, surfing through our phone, looking at our whatever the fuck it's called, your Apple Watch. I don't have one of those, but you're always distracted. You're not present. You're not enthusiastic. And people pick up on that when you're not and have that energy and know that you're going to be able to help them. And you're fucking excited for them to be there. And you're glad they found you, because a lot of people aren't doing that. And if you're not, then don't even bother. Then just quit. Like, get the fuck out and don't do it anymore. Number two, be sharp as a tack. What the hell does that mean? Be sharp. Know your stuff. Know your shit. And be able to fully communicate to the client about what's going on and how you can help. In all honesty, like, do you really know your stuff? Have you put the time in? Have you put the energy in? If not, it's going to show. And, you know, we can help you with that. I can help you with that with learning my system. It's a shameless plug. It's not even a shameless plug anymore. My thing is, if you have something that really can help people, you have a duty and obligation to tell them about it, rave about it, and to share it with the world. And if you don't know your stuff and you're confused about what you're doing, you don't have that confidence, it's going to show to the client, I can help you with that. And lastly, be a true expert. In all honesty, people pay 10 times more for somebody that's a specialist rather than a generalist. You know, I talk about this all the time. I'm amazed that how many people, you know, these therapists, and you might be one of them. You're like, yeah, I spend an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours with the client, and I really work the whole body. I'm like, how in the fuck can you do that? Like, the whole body is really complicated. And one thing that I teach is, like, becoming a specialist in your area. First off, becoming a soft tissue injury specialist. And secondly, like, picking an area in the body where you're really fucking good. Like, be the neck and shoulder specialist in your area. Be the low back and hip. Be that specialist, because people are searching for specialists. They're searching for people that are going to solve their problem. And if you're trying to do the whole body and being a jack of all trades, master of none, you're not going to get there. What we teach is, you don't say you're a massage therapist. If you're trained in the PEAK method, you say, I am a soft tissue injury specialist. I fix chronic and unresolved pain without the use of drugs, injections, and surgeries. I'm an expert at finding and fixing scar tissue and reducing inflammation from chronic musculoskeletal injuries. This leads to a significant increase in overall functioning and long-lasting pain relief. No gimmicks, just results. You got to own that shit. You got to own that conviction. That goes back to the idea of, like, when you have that conviction and you do that and you say that to somebody, they're going to be like, holy shit, this person is awesome. They're an expert. I want them to solve my problem. So just to recap, be enthusiastic. If you're not enthusiastic, get the hell out. Number two, be as sharp as a tack. Know your stuff. Number three, be a true expert. Like, really get good at one thing and solve that problem. And you're like, oh, that might be boring or whatever. I'm like, it's not boring. There's so many layers of complexity that you can get into and really dive in. So when these things don't match up, this is when you run into problems and it starts the ball rolling for people blaming you for treatment not working. So, little side note here, personal responsibility, taking onus for your situation, for your lot in life. This is completely lacking in modern society. And this isn't a political rant. This isn't anything like that. But the complete lack of personal responsibility is why we're in a lot of problems that we have in this world. Nobody's taking responsibility for their situation, where they're at, what they did, and how it got them there. And it really shows. So you get these clients, and we know it. They come in and they go, okay, here's the problem I started. Here's the fire I started. Now you put it out. And they try to get the responsibility off of themselves. And this is why you see so much bullshit, you know, treatment methods out there. Why surgery is so looked at and used. Why injections are. Why stem cells. Because it doesn't require the person to do a goddamn thing. They're just like, yeah, I don't have to do shit. And I'm like, you have to participate in your care. And any treatment that doesn't have you participate in your care is not going to work. It's not going to solve your problem. There are no magic pills. There's no magic beanstalks. There's no leprechauns. There's no unicorns. And if you're dumb enough for a client to do that and waste your money on those things, I call it your stupid tax. And sometimes you got to think like that. It's like, oh, well, be a little more empathetic, be a little more compassionate. But it's like, you know that shit doesn't work, but yet you do it because there's no responsibility. There's no personal responsibility. So it kind of goes into another thing where I say, hey, with the client, I'm like, I'm going to help you up the mountain, but I'm sure as fuck not going to carry your ass up the mountain. And that's what people want to do. They don't want to take responsibility. So there's all sorts of problems with this. And let me break it down a little bit. It goes into human nature. At the end of the day, we're in these complex worlds, but we're still living with these like monkey brains from a long time ago. And we go to the basic levels of human nature. And one of the problems that I see is in what's called frame control. So there's different frames in different situations. In any social interaction or any interaction with you and a client, someone has to be in control. And it's called a power frame. You know, somebody's the alpha and somebody's the beta. And when you get put into what's called the beta role, you lose all the power and they start to shit on you. That's what happens. And so many practitioners, a big shtick or spiel, what I talk about is like getting yourself as that massage therapist, being that true injury specialist, being taken seriously as a healthcare provider. So you don't get put in the beta role. But so many people, they get put in the beta role and they need to be the alpha. So what's it show as? They start shitting on you. The client starts shitting on you. They tell you what and where to treat. I hate this. It's like these people come in and they're like, oh, well, I need you to treat this. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking accountant or you work at a desk all day. Where did you get this complex musculoskeletal treatment and training? But they do that. I have a whole podcast where I go through that. I'll link it up in the show notes and that'll really help. Especially when they come in, they're like, yeah, I need you to treat here. And you're like, in your mind, you're like, you motherfucker. Like, how dare you tell me how to treat? But you don't. You just take it and you're like, okay, whatever. I just don't want to deal with this. And it starts to build up and it goes back to, they don't look at you as a true expert. They look at you as a service provider, not a solutions provider. They don't think that you can actually help and you're not sharp as a tack. So they start telling you how to do their job. Imagine if you went to their job, say they're an accountant. You're like, you know what? I'm going to come there and tell you how to do stuff. But they do this in musculoskeletal care. And we just sit there and we take it and we wonder why these clients are shitting on us. What else? Dictating when they come in. Exactly. So I always say when a client comes in and you're trying to fix an injury, this isn't for like the relaxation and the recovery side of things. Like we give a true prescription of like, hey, going forward, we need to see you twice a week for the next 4 weeks to get started at chipping away at all this scar tissue and this inflammation that you have. And we set that straight. We give them a plan of what to do. You know, so many practitioners get stuck in like, hey, come in when you want or when you feel it or do whatever you want. And on a side note, if you're one of these therapists where you're booked out for fucking like 4 or 5 months in advance, you're not doing yourself any favors. I have a podcast where I talk about that as well, where being overbooked is actually a problem. I can teach you how to cut those treatment times in half so you can get more people in. You know, I had a couple people reach out in the free training. They're like, yeah, I realize what you said is that I'm just not able to get people in soon enough or frequent enough to actually get results. So you're just kicking the can down the road. And if you think if you can treat someone just once a month for an hour and you're going to make a huge difference, you're living in fantasy world because they need to come in more often. And when they come in more often, they know you're solving their problem. People are like, well, I feel bad for having them come in more. Bullshit. You're fixing their problem. You're keeping away from bigger problems like pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which just make things worse. What else do I got? Not listening to you. Yeah, these people are the worst. Not listening to you about what to do in between treatments and recommendations about what to do with load management. These are the people where you're like, hey, you know, I'm going to need you to take it easy this week, but you're very vague with it. Like say they run all the time and they do 100 miles a week and you're like, well, just cut it back. So they cut it back to 95 miles and their stuff is still really beat up and really messed up. And you're like, oh, well, what do we do? It's like being honest with what they need to do and giving true and real goals. I always give the diabetes analogy to my clients where they come in and they're just doing too much shit in between. They're like, oh, treatment's not working. I'm like, it's not working because you're doing too much and you're not giving it a chance to heal up. And they want to blame you. You bring it back on them. And you blame them. And I go, hey, it's like we're treating you for diabetes and you do really good in the office. Then you go home and eat a shit ton of sugar and your diabetes keeps coming back. This is what's happening in between. And it's communicating with them like what problem they have, what's going on, what to do, being a true leader and taking that role as that leader role and telling them what's going on. So does this stuff happen to you? I bet it does because it happens to a lot of people. It still happens to me every once in a while too, where I'm like, oh yeah, I really slacked on that communication. And that's where you see it. And it doesn't show right away. It kind of lingers as you go, but nothing's worse than when a client comes in and you know they say that. You're like, hey, how's your whatever doing since last visit? And they say the bullshit. They go, yeah, about the same. And what they're really saying is, asshole, this isn't working and you didn't help me, and they want to blame you. But you don't get these problems when you actually line things up the right way. So how to change it? Make sure it doesn't happen. And this is what we teach in the Peak Method. Number one, get your clients to pay for all their treatment up front and sell to a result, not our time. People are like, well, I feel bad doing that. Or if they buy a bunch, I give them a discount. No, don't discount them. Make them commit. Personal trainers do it. Why the fuck can't we do it in injury treatment place? And when they spend their money up front, they are committed. If you get these people that are like looking for one or two treatments and looking for a miracle, you don't want to deal with these people because they're just going to wash out anyway. They're not better because they haven't made a commitment. They haven't taken the personal responsibility. They're not able to actually get their problem fixed. Tell them to kindly get the fuck out of your office because it's not going to help. Number two is we have everybody sign a code of conduct. What a code of conduct is basically like, keep your appointments. Don't be late. Don't be an asshole. Listen to the treatment recommendations. Get on the schedule. Do all these things. And what we implement is a three strikes rule. And it just holds people accountable. And at first they're like, oh, well, I'm going to do it. I'm like, I'm sure you will, but we need you to sign this. And basically what we tell them is like, hey, if you don't do this, not only are you not going to be allowed to come back in, but we're going to keep the rest of your money too. Because when you have people sign something on paper, like they're committed, you'd be amazed at how much they're actually going to stick to it. And number two is like, they can lose their money. You have to keep people accountable, and nothing keeps them more accountable than their word and actually keeping their money. Because at the end of the day, like, you can do whatever you want, but if they're not on the books, they're not paid for in advance, it's not going to help. I know this is scary when you think about it, but trust me, you can get there, and it will help you a lot from having to deal with some of these headaches, because it's never your fault. It's the client's fault, but they don't know that. And when you can show them like, hey, I did all this, I gave my best, I helped you out the best that I could, it's going to put you in a better place. And then last thing we do, and this is what we teach in our trainings, is this idea of like winning the room and communicating. You know, we have to continue to show the client throughout the process that they made a good decision, that treatment's working, everything like that. And we teach that in our trainings as well. So think about it. Where are you at? Are you struggling? You think you're doing okay? Think you're doing good, but you're just like, fuck, I don't know why these people are like blaming me. They're not getting any better. There's a lot going on. It's deeper rooted in human nature. It's deeper rooted in how you show up, how you present yourself. And a lot of times you're just getting put in that beta role. And so many massage therapists get stuck in there. They get stuck in that service provider trap and they can't get out of it. I hope this podcast can help you do it, because at the end of the day, don't get stuck being a beta. Take control back and be a leader to your clients. Don't be their friend, and get the reputation as a problem solver and a solutions provider. And you'd be amazed at how much your business will soar. And then you'll be able to help more people. And that's the real goal. We got to get this care to more people so they avoid bigger problems down the road. Like I talk about pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse. Looks like I went for about 16 minutes there. It's a good podcast. If you like it, share it. Anything you want me to cover, send me a message. Grab the free training. I'd love to have you come and experience the hands-on soft tissue training as well. They've been really great. And like I said, even better, we're approved for CEU courses as well. So you can get that as well. I'll see you guys on the next one. Keep being awesome. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.